With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana has announced 5 more deaths due to COVID-19. That boosts the total number of deaths in the state because of the respiratory virus to 52. 29 have happened in the past 3 weeks. 3 people died Sunday. There were a Yellowstone County man in his 40s, a Lincoln County man in his 80s, and a Custer County resident over the age of 65. Another Custer County resident over 65 died on Monday. Gallatin County reported a man in his 50s died on July 7th due to complications from COVID-19 and significant underlying health conditions. The state reported 94 more confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday. The Montana University System's Board of Regents finalized COVID-19 guidelines for public higher education across the state today. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports work to coordinate how those guidelines will play out is ongoing.
The guidelines for the 16 universities and colleges within the state's higher ed system cover everything from campuses' ability to mandate face coverings to how schools will isolate students who test positive. The board unanimously voted in favor of the guidelines and gave University System Commissioner Clayton Christian the ability to adapt those guidelines as conditions in the state change. With just 3 weeks to go until classes start, Deputy Commissioner Brock Tessman says officials are still working on strategies for testing and educating students on new protocols and rules.
This is probably going to be the biggest student-based communication campaign we've ever engaged in. And I think that highlights how important it is to our campuses to make sure students understand what it's going to take.
Most campuses across the state will begin classes the third week of August. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.